A reading from the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. This is the word of the Lord.
If your church has been around long enough, they've probably got one of these hanging on their wall somewhere. It's a painting of a shepherd and a sheep. Well, lots of sheep. Beautiful green pastures, still waters. It's quiet, it's peaceful. It's all of that. But have you ever tried to steer a sheep? All right, time for dinner. Come back. No, it's okay. You guys, wait. We're friends. Why do you run? Hey, don't get smart aleck with me, all right? All right, someone's getting the shears. And if I'm to be honest, sheep, they're dumb. I don't know if you've heard. No, they're just not as smart as other animals. No, they're dumb. Like, walk off a cliff just because it's there, dumb. All right, do you want me to take you out to pasture? Because I will take you out to pasture.
No, no, come back. Karen! No, Karen, over here, over here.
Karen. Goodness gracious, they're just stubborn. Skittish, too. Fearful little things. Oh, don't be like that. Do you want me to get the shepherd's hook? Do you want me to get the shepherd's hook?
Hey, I'm the one that feeds you. Hey, don't ignore me.
I think I get kids ministry now.
Fine. I love you.
You ever wondered why Jesus called us a sheep? Kind of a bitter pill to swallow, huh? But if we were to closely examine our lives, look at all the messes that we make, how fearful we are, how fickle and wayward we can, well, if I can just put it bluntly, how dumb we can be, we are sheep. Yeah, sheep. That's about right. But thankfully, God sent us a good shepherd, someone who will be gentle with us when we are far from home, someone who will be firm when he needs to be. Doesn't it say everything that God picked shepherds to send the good news of Jesus' birth? And that right there should remind us of his shepherding ways right off the bat. That first Christmas, it was a sign of peace with God for all eternity. And our shepherd, he paid the price for that peace, the highest price. I don't know about you, but this Christmas, it means so much to me that I have a good shepherd.
Exactly examples of serenity in life. They're anxious, they're skittish, they're stubborn. They're not the sharpest tool in the shed. When I was a youth pastor, I worked for a church in Montague, and we had every year a live nativity. It was called the Journey of Joy. And we had stations all in the church and outside. see how everything was going. And as I come out, I see two of our shepherds in full garb running down the street. Why are they running down the street? Because a couple of the sheep got loose and they were running through town. So here's our two shepherds in their full robes, carrying their shepherd's staffs, running through the middle of Montague chasing sheep. Because that's how sheep are, right? They don't go where you tell them to go. They're just kind of dumb. Doesn't that sound familiar? Kind of like us, right? We can be that way too. We get rattled. We act before we think. We follow bad ideas and we get afraid of the dark and afraid of shadows. And then we read Psalm 23. And it says that God makes us to lie down in green pastures. It says he leads us beside still waters. And you ask, how is that possible? How can this creature, us, who is so restless and so anxious, how can we be so calm? Well, here's the secret. It's not about the pasture. It's not about the water. It's about the shepherd. It's about the presence of the shepherd. The peace doesn't come from perfect circumstances or perfect surroundings. Peace comes from knowing that the shepherd is nearby. And that is the wonder of peace during this Advent season. We don't just celebrate a silent night. We celebrate a shepherd that walks with us through the noise. A shepherd that is with us, that says, I've got you. You're not alone. You can rest. And in the video, they kind of nailed it, right? That herding sheep isn't peaceful. It's complete chaos. And yet, in this psalm, David reminds us that the shepherd leads us to green pastures, and he makes us lie down there. So again, as I mentioned last week, during these Advent messages, I'm gonna take us through head, heart, and hands. We're gonna start with the head and how can we understand our scripture passage. Then we're gonna move to the heart. How does this impact us emotionally? How does it make us feel? And then hands, what can we do with it? So we start with the head. Let's dig in a little bit to this Psalm 23. It's a psalm that we've all heard so many times, right? Many of us memorized it in Sunday school when we were kids. And David, who wrote this psalm, David was a shepherd. He had spent those long nights in the fields with his sheep. He had spent those long, boring days herding sheep. And sometimes in those chaotic nights when animals would attack, he knew intimately what it meant to be a shepherd. And he calls the Lord my shepherd. This is the language that he chooses to use for the Lord. And he paints this very vivid image of God as provider, protector, and peace giver. He paints this picture that God provides for us. He watches over and he protects us and he gives us peace. You see, sheep only lie down when they feel completely comfortable and cared for. And that Hebrew word that David used for still waters, it implies completely calm, peaceful, restful refreshment. Not turbulence, not chaos, but stillness. There was a real-life shepherd, his name was Philip Keller. He spent years tending sheep in Eastern Africa, and he later became a pastor and an author, and he wrote a book called A Shepherd's Look at Psalm 23. And he gives us a window into what David's words really mean. He tells a story of how sheep behave, and when they're left alone or they feel unsure, that they pace, and they bleat, and they'll butt heads with each other. Even in a lush, green pasture, they'll stay standing, nervous, tense, and unsettled. But Calvert said something remarkable happened when he showed up in the field. He wrote, "Nothing so quieted and reassured the sheep as to see me in the field. The presence of their master and owner and protector put them at ease as nothing else could do." Just him being there, not feeding them, not hurting them, not giving them a speech, just his presence was enough to settle them down. Their jaws would start to move as they chewed calmly, and the restlessness melted away. Why? Because they trusted him. They knew his voice. He had proven over time that he would protect, that he would guide, and that he would provide. And when he showed up, they could rest in that knowledge. So even if they didn't understand what was going on at the time, they knew who was with them. They knew that the shepherd was close by. That's what David means when he says, "He makes me to lie down in green pastures, and he leads me beside still waters." It's not about the landscape. It's about the relationship. It's not about the landscape. It's about the relationship. See, what David is telling us is that peace isn't circumstantial. Peace isn't about what's going on in the world around you. It's relational. It's not, "I have peace because things are calm." It's, "I have peace because I know he's here. I have peace because I know he's with me." In a couple of weeks, we're going to have our longest night service. And many of you know that this is a service that's very close to my heart. And I think it's so important that we acknowledge the hurt and the pain that so many people go through during the holidays. And often when I lead that service, the main thing that I want to communicate is this idea of Emmanuel. That God doesn't promise us that everything's going to be perfect, or everything's going to be easy, or everything's going to be comfortable. But that name, Emmanuel, it literally means God with us. He doesn't promise perfect circumstances. We all know, there are so many of you here that I know that have experienced deep hurt, deep pain, deep loss. And what he promises is that he's here with us in those circumstances. And that is what brings true peace. "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, even when the circumstances around me are horrible and painful and dark, I will fear no evil because you are with me." So what does that do for us in our hearts? What does that do for us emotionally? Reminder, we are like sheep. We're restless. We're anxious. We're unsettled. We're reactionary. We're vulnerable. Many of us are restless not because of our surroundings, but because we've forgotten who's in control. It's an important word, isn't it? Control. Do we have any control freaks in the room? It's okay, you can admit it. I'll admit it. I like to be in control of things, right? I want to be in control. But one thing I've had to do in my life in order to bring myself some peace, is to constantly tell myself, which part of this situation can I control, and which part can't I control? And usually, the part that I can control is about this big, and the part that I can't control is about this big, right? There are so many things in our life that are way beyond our control. What can you control? You. You can control yourself, you can control what you say, you can control how you react or respond to a situation, but you can't control what the other person does. I can say something nice to Loie, but I have no control over what Loie's going to say to me. It is hard telling, right? But I've got no control over it. And we lose our peace when we try to control things that are beyond our control. And when you remind yourself that we have a good shepherd, that's where peace comes from. When we remind ourselves, right? Remember what Phil Keller, the shepherd, said, that the sheep knew because he had established a pattern of providing for them and caring for them and protecting them. How many times have we said this, right? The beauty of Scripture is that we get to read over and over and over again how God provides for his people. Things aren't always great, but God is always there providing and protecting. And we have each other's stories to share, how God has been at work in our lives. And as we remind ourselves of all that evidence, all the evidence we have that we have indeed a good shepherd, that brings us peace. That reminds us that we are protected and provided for and cared for. That's where the peace comes from. Last week I used the illustration of a parent hearing your child from down the hall. You remember this? That your child calls from down the hall and they say, Mom, Dad, I'm scared or I'm sick. And what do? You don't go, hey, go back to sleep. Maybe you do, but it's not very effective, right? At some point, you get on the hall, and maybe you kneel beside the bed, or maybe you crawl in bed with them, and your presence is calming to them. Your presence demonstrates your love for them. Your presence brings peace. That's what's happening in the Advent story. In the middle of a crazy, chaotic world, God chose to come near to us. He chose to come to us in human bodily form to show us his love and to bring us his peace. Right? The promise is not that storms won't come. The promise is that he'll be with us. His presence will be here in the midst of the storm. And so, we ask, what do I do with this? How do I live this out in my life? In John 14, Jesus said to his disciples, he said, my peace I give to you. He said, I don't give as the world gives. The world tells us that our peace, you got to make your own peace. You got to find it yourself. You got to take control. When you take control of things, then you can create your own peace. How well is that working out for you? But Jesus says, if you want peace, trust me. Trust in me. Follow me. As his sheep, we follow his lead by becoming agents of peace in our world. What does that look like? Being a calming presence. Intense conversations. Have you had any tense conversations lately? It's the holidays. If you haven't had one yet, it's coming. Right? You get around the table with the whole family and somebody wants to talk politics or somebody wants to talk religion and it gets ugly real fast, right? And you have a choice. You can get in the shouting match or you can be a calming What does a thermometer do? It tells you what the temperature is, right? It doesn't control anything. It just reports to you what the existing temperature is in the room. But a thermostat does something a little different, doesn't it? If the room gets cold, all the thermometer does is say, the room's cold. But a thermostat, when the room gets cold, the thermostat sends a signal to turn the boiler on to say, we need to get the temperature up in here. We need to make this room more comfortable. We need to warm this place up. And when life gets tense, when things get ugly, when people want to start to shout, you have a choice. Whether you want to be a thermometer or a thermostat. When the temperature goes up, do you go up with it like a thermometer? Or do you act like a thermostat and say, let's bring this temperature down a little bit. Let's make this a little more comfortable. Truth is, we sometimes like to get into those conversations, don't we? Why? Because we've got it all figured out. We know the right answer. Let me just talk louder than you so I can tell you how I'm right and that I've got it figured out. And then what happens? They talk louder because they've got the right answer, and they're going to talk louder to make sure that you understand that they've got it right and you've got the wrong answer. It gets out of control really fast, and the temperature just goes up and up and up, and we have a choice in how we want to be in those situations. Jesus said, blessed are the peace lovers, right? No, that's not what he said. What did he say? Blessed are the peacemakers. He didn't just call us to enjoy peace, or I like to be in peaceful places. He says, blessed are those who make peace. Blessed are those who bring peace with them wherever they go. For they will be called children of God. Blessed are the peace makers, for they will be called children of God. You don't have to fix every situation. You don't have to say the perfect thing. You don't have to have all the answers. In fact, sometimes the best thing is to not have the answer. I mentioned earlier about being a youth pastor. When I was a youth pastor, man, I felt when I was an early young youth pastor, I thought I had to have all the answers. When they came to me with questions, I thought, man, I better have this all figured out. I better have an answer to give them. And I learned that sometimes the best answer I could give them was, I don't know. But let's figure it out. Let's dig in and see if we can come up with an answer or see if we can come up with a better understanding of how this works. We are so obsessed with being right, and so obsessed with knowing all the answers. God calls us to be peacemakers. And sometimes that means not having the right answers. But because the shepherd is with us, we bring the shepherd into these different conversations, into these different places. And so I call you to bring the shepherd. Remember we were talking earlier about the painting of the shepherd and the sheep? What it doesn't tell you is that the reason that it's calm and serene is not because of the blue sky and the green pasture. It's calm and serene because of the presence of the shepherd. So Psalm 23, it teaches us that story. It teaches us that peace comes from the shepherd's presence. And for the heart, when we remember that he is near, we can lie down, even in anxious and stressful times. And for our hands, we can remind ourselves that we are called to be peacemakers, that we're called to bring peace to our homes, to our workplaces, to our church, to our community. this Advent, let Psalm 23 shape your soul. Let the wonder of his peace settle over your fears. And let others find peace through your presence, because his presence